I saw a couple of weeks ago that Zilberstein, in his Parsha sheet, addressed the question as to whether Chayalim in Gaza who've taken over houses there are mechuyev to, allowed to, or shouldn't put on mezuzos. And I thought that'd be a good topic to talk about in this forum. And I had in mind maybe we'll talk about it in Parshas Bo. So I thought for a second, let's talk about it in Parshas Bo, because in Parshas Bo we have reference to mezuzah. And then I realized that we don't really have reference to mezuzah in Parshas Bo. We have the mezuzahs in the mashkof of Korban Pesach, but that's not the mitzvah of mezuzah. But then I realized that there is indeed a reference to the mitzvah of mezuzah in Parshas Bo, and that's in a comment of the Ramban, the famous Ramban, the end of the Seder, relating to the primacy of the mitzvah of Sibri, or Skiris Yisrael, in the context of the Ikari Amuna that it reflects. The Ramban there has a line, Hichmir Ma'od Binyan. So the themes of Yitzis Mitzrayim are so prominent that the associated mitzvos come with the bear a certain chomer onesh for failing to fulfill them because of the connection to Yitzis Mitzrayim, and the need to remember Yitzis Mitzrayim as reflected in Tefillin. The licht of also od al pisrei habatim the mezuzos, and also to write about, sounds like Yitzis Mitzrayim, on or in the mezuzos that we put on our doorposts. So the Brisker Rabban stencils here in the Sedra is bothered. It doesn't say anything about Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Parsha, so we have on mezuzahs, Parsha of Shema and Vahaya. So suggests the Brisker Rabban, well, there is a reference to Tefillin, and when it comes to Tefillin, it says, Vayelo. So, because there's a reference to Tefillin in the Parsha, in the Mezuzah, it's Ke'ilu that there is a reference in the Mezuzah to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a step removed, but it's connected enough. Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in Derech Sicha as saying maybe the reference that the Rabban is referring to is the connection to the Mezuzos of Korban Pesach, of the Mashkof, and the Mezuzos earlier in the Sedra. And I saw in one of the posters on the Osar Chachma forum, it was Mitzayin and Mechilta in our Sedra. Pasach Hashem Pesach. So when it comes to Dama Pesach, which was placed on the mezuzos and the mashkov, so there, even though that was a one-time thing, it wasn't Oreg L'doros, and yet that's a shmirah against the mashkes. Mezuzah shechamura sheyeshba asara shemas michadin v'noheges v'yomu belayla v'noheges l'doros alachas kama v'kama. So kol shekein, a regular mezuzah that we put on our doorposts on a regular and extended basis, that definitely has the ability to protect from a mashkes. So that may be satisfied enough that there is sufficient excuse to talk about this topic this evening. So in his analysis, let's just outline what the potential categories that we could look at are, and we'll see in Hilchos Mezuzah, there's buying a house, there's renting or borrowing a house, then there are lower levels of a pundak, a guest, and maybe there's even a lower level than that. So this all starts from the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Sugyas of Mezuzah. The long lines over there, the Gemara tells us, Amrav Yehuda, Talis She'ula Kol Shlosha Yom Ptur Min Hatzitzis, Mikan Ve'Elech Chayavis. When it comes to a borrowed Talis, within 30 days, you're Pater, from that point on, you're Chayav. Tanin Ami Hachi, Hadar Bepundaki Be'eretz Yisrael. If you live in an inn in Eretz Yisrael, the asocher bayis b'chutzlaritz, or if you rent a house outside of Eretz Yisrael, kol shloshim yom pater min mezuzah, you're pater for mezuzah for the first 30 days. Mikan ve'elach chayiv. From that point on, you are chayiv in mezuzah. Avala socher buys Eretz Yisrael. Osa mezuzah alter. However, if you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, you have to put up a mezuzah right away. Mishum yishuv de Eretz Yisrael. So if you buy a house, doesn't make a difference. Eretz Yisrael chutz laaretz, you have to put up a mezuzah on day one. If you rent a house, the Gemara says there's a difference between chutz laaretz and Eretz Yisrael. Chutz laaretz, you put up a mezuzah after 30 days. Eretz Yisrael, you put up the mezuzah right away. What's the basis of that difference? So as far as the din of chutz laaretz, where a socher doesn't put it up for the first 30 days, Rashi there comments. The first line of the Rashi is cut off here. Rashi says, Shema Yachserbo. We're concerned that maybe within the first 30 days, you may back out of the deal, you may back out of the rental agreement, and therefore, sounds like there's a certain lack of permanence in that arrangement. It's somewhat awry, somewhat temporary, because you may back out. And therefore, you are pater from mezuzah for the first 30 days of that rental. Tosos disagrees. Tosos has two other mehalchim. Either that within the first 30 days, you're not considered to be like anshei ir, like the residents of the city, there's a lack of permanence. So it's a slightly different perspective, but the same bottom line that it reflects a certain temporary nature of the relationship during the first 30 days of that rental. And then the second Teretz of Tosfos, the second explanation of Tosfos, is that fundamentally, according to the first Teretz of Tosfos and Rashi, it sounds like the chiyuv of a socher is potentially a chiyuv d'oraisa. Just within 30 days, you could back out, or it's temporary for whatever reason, but after 30 days, you'll be chayim in a Torah. The second Teretz of Tosfos, the second Parashat of Tosfos assumes no, they're only talking about a din d'rabbanan from beginning to end, only when it comes to a proper Kenyan, if you own the house, then you're chayim in a Torah. If you're renting the house, it's always only derabbanan. And the reason for the chiyuv derabbanan after 30 days is because where it goes there, it looks like it's yours, nirah kishalo. So within 30 days, no one would think that it's your house. After 30 days, it has the appearance of being your house, even though you're only renting it. And therefore, there's a din derabbanan that you have to put up a mezuzah. Avni Nezer points out, Yaradeya Simon Shin Pei, that he thinks most Rishonim hold like the second Teretz of Tosfos that fundamentally a socher is never chayim in a Torah, it's only derabbanan, zera that it looks like it's yours. Rashba, Ramban, the Rishonim in the Chachmei Svarim and the Sugin Shabbos Kuf Mem Aleph about a mezuzah shel hefker sound that way. Fine. So Rashi's understanding that the concern is Shema Yachserbo gives rise to suggestions among some achronim that maybe if you're in a situation where you can't back out even within the first 30 days, maybe the din would be different. In our contemporary lease agreements, if you lease an apartment, you lease a house, you don't have 30 days chus chazara once you sign the lease and you can't back out. You're locked in for whatever the term of the lease is. So Rav Shach has a piece on this. And others suggest that maybe nowadays, where there's no possibility of Shema Yachserbo, even within 30 days, you should put up a mezuzah from day one without a bracha, and then take it down and put it up again after 30 days. There is a Meiri that seems to have such a possibility himself. Meiri Shabbos Daf Kuf Memches Amud Aleph has the following line: Yesh Mefarshim Ba La'acher Shloshim Chayeves Kolomer Im Sha'alal Yosim Yishloshim Chayeves Miyad. That's talking about a talis. B'chein b'mezuzah, ha-socher bayis is kol shloshim yom, t'tura min ha-mezuzah, ha-mishloshim e'le chayeves, kolomar, she'im sachar li'yosim mishloshim, chayeves la'alter, hol v'dayto ladur ba kol kach. So Meiri has a possibility that if the rental terms are for more than 30 days, so then that creates a certain permanence, and if the term of the rental is more than 30 days, then you're going to put up the mezuzah on day one. So the whole din of Shloshim Chutz La'aretz is only if the whole rental term is for 30 days or less. If it's more than 30 days, then the Rechuyiv is on day one because that shows a sufficient permanence. So that's not acceptable halacha.
That lesson doesn't sound like a Kol Shloshim Yom with Gemara. It doesn't sound like Meiri, right? Sounds like Kol Shloshim Yom is talking about
Right.
before a year, but Kol Shloshim Yom
Correct.
the first 30 days.
Correct, but the Meiri has such a Yesh Mefarshim that he quotes, which is not acceptable halacha, but that is an interesting shita to note. So that is the din of socher bayis v'chutz laretz, Within 30 days, you're pater. After 30 days, machlokes, let's say 2 days in Tosos, whether that's a chiyuv deraisa or a chiyuv derabbanan. And what does the Gemara mean that if you're Socher Bais in Eretz Yisrael, then you're chayiv right away, mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, de'la'achar shekava shuv eino notla misham. Because once you put up the mezuzah, so you're incentivized, you can't remove the mezuzah. Afilu yothi menu, even if you're going to leave the house, k'd amar perkashoah, that's the Gemara above Mesiyah Kufbeis. Hilkach, you rented the house, you have to buy another mezuzah? That's not worth it to give up the rental. Even if you're going to leave the house, so someone else is going to rent it quickly because it already comes with a full service mezuzah. So because we tell you to put up a mezuzah from day one, that's going to incentivize Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, either because you'll be disincentivized to leave your rental, or at least it'll be easier to rent it to another tenant because it comes with a mezuzah. Rav Zilberstein, in his analysis of the current question, points out that there's a Sfas Emes who isn't so enamored with Rashi's pshat. Sfas Emes Zera Menachos, Perish Rashi Dachuk. V'yesh Lomar, Ha'perish mishum de mezuzah shmira lebayis mishum azikin. So I don't know how Sfas seems to just reject Rashi. Okay, so he says better terrace than Rashi, better husband than Rashi is mezuzah affects shmira. Lachain mishum yishuv eretz yisrael lo inichu klal bayis below mezuzah eretz yisrael shelo yeh below shmira, because we want to encourage yishuv eretz yisrael, so we'll make sure that there's no house in eretz yisrael that doesn't have a mezuzah. And that's going to ward off the mazikin and encourage, strengthen the yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So Zilberstein points out, if you wanted to view these houses that Tzahal took over wherever in Gaza and are temporarily using for their own purposes as, we're probably not going to call it skiris rental, but the Ramah tells us in Resh Pei Vav Sif Kaf Beis that shoel is like a socher, that borrowing is like renting. So if you wanted to view these houses as being borrowed, and we view Aza as part of Eretz Yisrael, which we'll get to a little bit later as time allows, which is not pashut, but if you wanted to give it a din of Eretz Yisrael, so according to Rashi's calculation, that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means we want to incentivize you to stay there. So maybe that's less relevant where there's no Havamina that we're going to keep these houses for ever, and this is only temporary as part of military action. According to Tzvas Emes, that we want to increase Shmir as much as possible, maybe you could argue that that also increases Shmira in the big picture, even though probably more likely to say that to the extent that there is a din, presumably this everyone agrees a din derabanan, that a socher bayis b'Eretz Yisrael is chayiv mezuzah during the first 30 days, that whatever the reason was, that was established as a across the board low plug, even if the reason of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael may not apply in any specific circumstance. However, Zilberstein points out that it's more likely that we would compare this situation of the houses in Gaza not to a shoel, but to a punduk, like someone who is staying in a hotel. So that's what we saw back in the beginning of this brisa on Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph, that Adar b'punduk b'Eretz Yisrael, kol shloshim yom patur min mezuzah. Even though if you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv from day one, if you're staying in an inn, you're only chayiv in Eretz Yisrael after 30 days. What about in Chutz Laretz? That's not mefurish in the Gemara over there. Aruch HaShulchan thinks Se'if Mem Ches that it's all the same, that the din of Punduk doesn't make a difference. Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz Laretz, after 30 days, you're chai. Within 30 days, you are pater. However, Chol B'Sadar, Rav Bloy Sefer on Hilchos Mezuzah, quotes in the beginning of Parag Gimel, there we shown him that are explicitly not that way. Me'iri Yuma Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Kon dak shavri drachim v'shavim nichnasim bo, and in kugam b'yisam yuchal l'orchim, v'chayose bo, p'turim min ha-mezuza, she'ein ha-diras keva. V'mikal makom, hisbar b'menachos, shem dar bo, shloshim yom b'eris Yisrael, chayim v'shloshim eilach. Miri says, a pundak fundamentally is pater from mezuza forever. That's true in Chutz Lars. In Eretz Yisrael, that's the Gemara tells us, after 30 days, a pundak is chayiv. And he points out the Chovas Adar Maram Chalav as well. Maram Chalav had a more the Feirish Girsa and the Brisa that we quoted. Maram Chalav Absachim Daftal and Amud Aleph. Hadar Bepundaki Beretz Yisrael Pater Kol Shloshim Yom Yasocher Chay Miyad Ubuchutz Laaretz Pater Vasocher Chay Lachalam Yom. So he has that Girsa and the Brisa that Chutz Laaretz Pundak is Pater even Laachar Shloshim Yom. Chaim Kanievsky in his Perish HaMaseches Mezuzah is medayik that way in the Rambam as well. Rambam in Perakei Halacha Yud of Hilchos Tfilin U Mezuzah. What's the nature of this din of Pundak? Why does Pundak have a different standard? Or Chutz Laaretz may not be chayav at all ever? So the Chavos Hadar explains within those Rishonim that in Chutz Laaretz there's no Chiyum Mezuzah for Pundak at all, that when it comes to Pundak, there's no Kinyan whatsoever. It's not that I'm renting it even. I have no Kinyan at all. And everything is one step lower. Chutz Laaretz is always one step lower than Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you're Chayiv after 30 days. In Chutz Laaretz, you're not Chayiv at all. Chaim Kanievsky.
They have the right to go to the roof.
Oh, because we'll get to that, but that's not how. That may not be the entirety of the analysis of Pundak. We'll get there shortly, Blin Ether. So Chaim Kanievsky has the following analysis of Pundak in his Perish to Meseches Mezuzah. He frames the question like this: why is it that a pundak is pater in Chutz Laaretz forever, whereas in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv after Lamed Yom, if we're concerned about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and that's the reason that you're chayiv in Eretz Yisrael after 30 days, then we should have made you chayiv in Eretz Yisrael from day one, just like by a socher. And if there's no Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so then why is there any difference between, the only reason to have a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If there's no Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, if there is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you chayiv on day one. If there's no Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so whatever the din of Chutz Laaretz is should apply to Eretz Yisrael. If you're part of the Chutz Laaretz, you should be part of Eretz Yisrael even after 30 days. So if we're saying, if the reason that you would have been chayiv in Chutz Laaretz like a socher is because it looks like it's yours. By pundak, no one thinks it's yours. If you're staying in a hotel, no one's going to think it's your hotel room. So then if you're part of Chutz Laaretz after 30 days, it should be part of Eretz Yisrael as well. So he suggests that fundamentally, there is a consideration of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. However, even Yishuv Eretz Yisrael sometimes can be tempered. If you're staying in a hotel for less than 30 days, so that's a kind of super awry relationship. He compares it to the din that the Rambam has of here in Perek Vav, din the Rambam has of a Sfina. Vayishuv Sfina's Pater. If you have a house on a boat, so then you're pater. Why? That's an example of something that's super awry. If you're renting a house, so even though you don't own it, but there's a certain kvias in the rental, and then that's enough of the kvias that we can invoke Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But if you're in a hotel, that's super awry, and something that's super awry, we won't invoke Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So within 30 days, that's super awry, we won't invoke Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. After 30 days, it's no longer as awry, and then in Eretz Yisrael, we would invoke Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even though fundamentally it's not considered a skiras, and in Chutz Laaretz, you would be pater. He says maybe a different cheshbon. In Eretz Yisrael, Chazal didn't want to be mechayev you within 30 days in a pundak, because then the whole hotel business in Eretz Yisrael would never get off the ground, because you can never stay in a hotel without having to put up a mezuzah on day one. So Rizal Bersin thinks that these houses in Gaza are probably like a punduk. There's no kinyan, there's no kvias, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael, if it has a din of Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael you'd only be chayiv after 30 days. Question is it possible that there's something even less than a punduk, even less arai, that even after 30 days in Eretz Yisrael, you'd be pater? So on this din of Sfina that the Rambam tells us about, the Chovas Hadar quotes a Machlokas Achronim, Perek Dalet Ha'ari Yugim. Chaim Kanayeski was assuming that a Sfina and a punduk are basically the same category. But he quotes Achronim, maybe a Sfina is worse than a punduk, or maybe a Sfina is worse than a punduk. He quotes in the Birkei Yosef that compares a Sfina to a jail, which is fundamentally arai. There's no kvias at all in a jail. It's not nitan l'diras keva. A punduk, he says, you could decide to live permanently in a hotel. A jail is not nitan l'diras keva at all. Chovas Hadar isn't so convinced about that. He's not sure where you draw the line if that's true. But there's such a Birkei Yosef that something that's super awry could be parted from mezuzah even in Eretz Yisrael. He also quotes the Teshuvah of the Chida, Chaim Sha'al Chelik Beis, Simen Kaf Beis, is what Yehuda was getting at. He was talking about whether a quarantine house is Chayiv Mezuzah, as we discussed during COVID when we spoke about Tzira for Minyan and the Chida's position over there. Where the Chida writes that when he was in the quarantine house, he was makel in certain kulas to be mitzarif with the minyan. That's the line that the Shari Tshuva quotes that was misconstrued during COVID, where he says that he was makel about tefillah b'tzibur there to be mitzarif for minyan because he didn't want to go 40 days without Kaddish Kedusha. So some misconstrued that to mean there's an inyan of not going 40 days without hearing Kaddish Kedusha. All he meant was that the quarantine period was 40 days. So Lamaisa was in a position where he couldn't go, he'd be going 40 days without a minyan. So he was Mako that Sira for a minyan. But be then as it may, talking about the same quarantine houses, the Chida discusses Chele Beis Simen Kavav is Yerchiyah Mezuzah. So he writes, Nira, the Kevan Sheiker Ha Lazatrito, Ladira Sarai, fundamentally it's meant as a Dira Sarai, Peturim Abatim, Davi Kabatim Shel Sfina. Across the board. He says, in his situation of the quarantine house, it's not beso, even it's not even a diras arai, because the authorities can take you out of this quarantine house and put you in another one at will. So that's a super not kavua. In this one, and they couldn't go together. So that's a super diras arai. And the Chida thinks that a super diras arai is not chayiv mezuzah, even Eretz Yisrael, even after 30 days. There's also a din of the bayis shel hefker, which is pater from mezuzah. Tosus Rid, Shabbos Kuf Lamun Aleph Amud Beis, writes, V'cheinami Abayis Kishemavkiro Lo Krina Bei Beisecha, V'afa Pisha Chobes Hadarhi, Kol Zman Shel Asachar Yimeno V'lei Kichonu Beis Chaveiro, Shein Chayim Mezuzah. No one would say that if you're staying in a friend's house, you're Chayim Mezuzah. So Abayis Shel Hefker is the same thing. It's possible that there are other Rishonim that agree to that formulation of the Tosus Rid as well, Ramban and Rashba in that sugya in Shabbos. So there may be, not suggesting that the Gaza house situation would be of that category of super not awry, but there are, at least maybe there's what to consider, that there are possibly categories of something that is super not awry that wouldn't be chayiv in the mezuzah, even in Eretz Yisrael, even la'achar shloshim yom. So maybe that depends on the circumstances in any particular situation. Now, in terms of whether Gaza is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, so Aza, which I think in the literature refers to Aza the city, is one of the Chamesh Esari Plishtim, the original five towns. So there, the Rambam writes in Trumos Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, referring to the borders of Eretz Yisrael, Ezoi Eretz Sheyachziku Ba'olim Mitzrayim, Me'rakim Shebe'Mizrach Eretz Yisrael Ad Hayam Ha'Gadol, Me'Ashkelon Shele Dorom Eretz Yisrael Ad Akko Shebe'Tzafon. So the bottom, the southern border of Eretz Yisrael is Ashkelon, which is north of Gaza. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Derech Amunah, Hilchos Trumos Perek Aleph, Sifkatan, Ayin Aleph, Ashkelon Atzma, Ole Mitzrayim captured below Ole Bavel. And that which was Nichbash Ayidei Ole Mitzrayim may have the halacha of Eretz Yisrael for certain things. Aval, Ha'arim She'achar Ashkelon, Kigon, Azv Chi Agavna, Lo Kavshu Agam Ole Mitzrayim, Lefi Divrei Rabbeinu. Aval das harbi rishon doli mitzrayim kavshu gam Aza rak oli bavel lo kavshu rak Ashkelon. So he says, even though the Rambam tells you the border is Ashkelon, according to other rishonim, maybe oli mitzrayim were kovesh Aza, which may give it a status of Eretz Yisrael le'inyan certain things. Shuas Ma'arit chelik aleph simen mem zayin was asked about a merchant who had business dealings in Gaza, and his wife was in Mitzrayim, and she didn't want to move to Gaza. And the question was, does that have a din of Eretz Yisrael, where one spouse can force the other to come with them to Eretz Yisrael? But Rid has kama v'kama that Gaza does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the husband had no right to insist that his wife move with him to Gaza. And there's a lengthy arichos in the Moritzia. Yaakov Emden in Siman Shin Vav, who has a kuntis about Eretz Yisrael, who is cholek on the rayas and cholek on the conclusion of this Shuvas Maharit. But just to conclude, Rav Zilberstein says, even so, he thinks it's definitely no better than a pundukki. So even if we're going to treat it as Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't be chaya within 30 days. Nevertheless, if you want to put up a mezuzah within 30 days, given that one could construct an argument that maybe a mezuzah would be warranted, you can do so without a bracha. He just notes there's a comment of Rav Shlomo Eiger, Reish Pei Tes Yerideya Sif Beis, where he quotes the Maginas Varadim, that if you're doing a putting a mezuzah for the purpose of a mitzvah, then you could have in mind that it's going to affect Shemira. Aval, but if you're putting up a mezuzah just for the Shemira, not for the mitzvah, it doesn't help. It's like a knife in the eye, which makes things worse. That's a fascinating suggestion. So Zilberstein says, based on this, Rav Shlomo Eiger, according to the Ginas Radim, I excerpted here the original Ginas Radim. You have to be careful if you're going to put up a mezuzah. Make sure you're not doing it just for Shmira, but you're doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah. Rusher Weiss is talking to a group of Rabbanim a month ago, pointed out that he thinks this Rav Shlomo Eiger is a big chiddush. He said some people had tainos on him to that he endorsed sending tzitzis to chayalim. Maybe they only want it for Shmira, not for mitzvah. He said, even if you're going to accept this Rav Shlomo Eiger, which is a chiddush, but he only says it in the context of mitzvah where it's clear, of mezuzah, where it's clear that there's a shmirah component. It doesn't say anywhere that there's a shmirah component for tzitzis, so no reason to believe that this comment would apply there either. But either way, it's difficult, definitely difficult to consider that there be chiyah mezuzah in these situations within the first 30 days. And whether one could optionally put up a mezuzah, there's what to talk about. But as Zilberstein points out, once they leave, whenever that is, they should be careful to take the mezuzahs with them and not forget them behind. So the mezuzahs should be a shmirah, and our continued davening of Talmud Torah should be a shmirah, and this whole situation should come to a quick and safe resolution for all of Klal Yisrael.
I probably
I'm sorry?
Probably popular because of the Shas Makom. People are sleeping.
Right. Well, the point was the way the question is presented is I want to put a bunzisa. But
I'm saying in terms of
to say it's an absolute chiyuv,
they probably put their past.
I'll say b'mitzvah.
No? Even if it was the whole extra time staying, but if you don't know, you
Right.
don't have extra time staying.
Is everybody osek every second and